In just a few weeks, Philadelphia will host World Cup soccer games, and soon after that, the city is throwing a big celebration for the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports the National Liberty Museum now has an exhibit that shows how sports and democracy go hand in hand.
The First Amendment of the Constitution explicitly lists five areas of freedom. They include speech, religion, and press. But surveys show most people overlook the freedom of assembly.
This is the forgotten freedom, but it's probably, arguably, one of the most important ones.
That's Andrew Hammond of the National Liberty Museum in Philadelphia. He put together the exhibition called In the Arena, spotlighting how sporting events exemplify the freedom of assembly.
You've got to show up. You've got to participate. Sports is part of that showing up.
In the Arena has artifacts and memorabilia that show how professional athletics advanced racial equality. There's also an Olympic torch from 1936 when the world came to Nazi Germany. There's also hockey gear from 1980 when international politics clashed with sports in the infamous Miracle on Ice game between the U.S. and the former Soviet Union. Hammond says sports can spur social change because they are sites of assembly.
But this is a silent engine that's in the background driving American history forwards. So it's almost an underpinning freedom that allows all of the other ones to take place.
In the Arena is part of a series of exhibitions at the Liberty Museum about the right to assemble. It's called The Forgotten Freedom. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.